AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov says Russia's foreign minister Sergei Lavrov is recommending to President Vladimir Putin that they should keep talking to the West and the U.S. about Ukraine. The tension has been building over fears of a Russian invasion. More from the AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Peskov has told reporters during a daily briefing by telephone that Ukraine's confirmed and formalized commitment to abandon its idea to join NATO would certainly be a move that would substantially promote the formulation, he says, of a more meaningful answer to Russia's concerns. Moscow wants guarantees from the West that NATO won't allow Ukraine and other former Soviet countries to join as members, and as well halt weapons deployments to Ukraine.
The Ambassador Bridge is open again between Detroit and Windsor, Ontario. Truckers protesting coronavirus restrictions in Canada blocked it for nearly a week. Doug Ford is Ontario's premier.
We're going to make sure those borders are secure, that vehicles and trucks and transports and people can get across the border peacefully. I'm not going to tolerate anarchy at our borders or anywhere else.
Ford says it's not in response to protesters, but Ontario will lift its proof of vaccination requirements in 2 weeks. A jury with three black men has been seated in Georgia in the federal hate crimes trial of three white men convicted of murdering Ahmaud Arbery. Police in Albuquerque, New Mexico, arrested a man suspected of stabbing 11 people as he rode a bicycle around the city over the weekend, leaving two people critically injured. Usually the Super Bowl MVP proclaims, "I'm going to Disney World," after the game. Cooper Kupp from the Super Bowl champion L.A. Rams says that's too far away.
I think we're going to keep it in L.A. and head over to Disneyland. I think the cross-country trip's not happening cool. Today.
Kupp caught the game-winning touchdown. This is AP News. A plane flying from Los Angeles to Washington, D.C. had to be diverted because of an unruly passenger.
American Airlines says Flight 1775 landed safely Sunday at Kansas City International Airport and law enforcement met the plane upon arrival. The FBI says the passenger was interfering with the flight crew and was taken into custody. The Flight Attendants Union tweeted the passenger attempted to open a door and marked it as another dangerous, life-threatening incident on a plane. It said passengers subdued the person before the plane landed and that this violent behavior must stop. The incident comes amid a surge in unruly airline passengers over the past year or so. I'm Julie Walker.
In Germany, one man died. Eight other people are in serious condition after unknowingly drinking champagne spiked with ecstasy at a bar. Police say it's not clear yet how the drug got into the bottle. They're calling it negligent homicide, but don't think this was a targeted attack. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.